Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
We would not be able to come in, and I would not be able to do a show if I didn't just take a moment and tell everybody that we're still thinking about the tragedy of this weekend. And a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, I don't know, maybe even longer than that, we had a discussion. We had gotten political and we'd gotten into some issues with it, and I pulled off of it. I pulled off of being political on the show, and I wanted to tell some of you like that, some of you went, hey, come on, keep talking about this. But the fact is, I stepped out of the fray on social media and on the show, and I'll tell you why I did. Because I really did believe that the prime directive that we have is to come in and have fun, and since I've done that, it's just my opinion. I hate to pat everybody on the back on our show without getting feedback from you, but I have gotten feedback. I think the shows have been funnier, they've been lighter, they've been more enjoyable, and I don't regret doing that. I also don't regret doing it for the reasons that I noticed this weekend, that in this country in particular, it took probably a nanosecond before every single team, every single side, mm-hmm. began furthering their own agenda, and I just feel so liberated that I'm out of that now. Now it takes a lot of self-control because there are a lot of people I want to fight with and I want to shout at. But I really think that when you have a tragedy, even if it happens overseas, it was the one directive that I thought we should all have is express sympathy, say you're with these people, you know, say you're outraged, tell everybody you're saddened, solidarity, that type of thing. And I just wanted to say, I hope that we get to some place. I'm as guilty as the next guy for having my way of thinking and my agenda and just considering anybody that disagrees with me to be, an idiot and a wrong person and all that. And I'm done with it. I'm done. It's so all encompassing now. And I think that it's just my opinion that if that type of crap happens here, I hope we don't do what we did with France this weekend, where we're all talking about political issues,
right,
and one candidate and another candidate and the president and this and that. It's not going to help us if we've got these sons of bitches that are, walking into theaters and pulling triggers. So I really, really wanted to say on this show that, we could not come in, and I couldn't come in and do a show and not mention the tragedy in France and what a foreign concept it is to me that a human being can actually be that completely broken and that shattered and that despicable and have that much hatred in their hearts that they can walk in and know that they're going to kill themselves after they get done killing as many people, total innocent strangers they've never had anything to do with, and just pull a trigger and put a bullet. I don't get it. I never will get it. And it's stunning to me. And, I think that it's very, very sad. And it's just very, very sad that that the world has to deal with this type of thing right now. And there are a lot of issues. So for the people of France, you have been an ally to us. And I hope that they can get by this and that they can, I couldn't stop thinking every moment of the weekend. When I'd pause at all, I would think about the fact that we had, that we have this little baby, and I've got two daughters up in college that I communicated with, and just there are families that have lost that and are dealing with. I can't even begin to imagine what it must be like. So that's it. Solidarity with the people of France,
and amen.
I really hope to God, that they can get through this. It's just you shake your head, don't you?
I mean,
you really just shake your head and wonder what. Wow. Man, oh man. I mean, really, it is about not seeing it coming.
It is something so far away, but yet so familiar, and you feel so violated. I felt so at one with what I saw on my television, and I revisited feelings that I keep saying, God, I hope I never have these feelings again, and they keep coming back, and it's tough. It is just so, so sad. Just hug your kids and hold on sad. It's bad.
Mm. Yeah, and you know what? At the same time, there's that part of me that also says, you know, band together. You know, there are a lot more people, and I'm talking about governments. There are a lot more governments, in my opinion, that look at this type of thing the same way than that band of, what, 20, 30,000 scumbags that are over there, you know, living in the Middle Ages. I mean, living in the Dark Ages. And I just, it would seem to me the only thing positive that I can take out of this would be, and maybe people don't think this is a positive. If you're pacifist, you won't think this is positive. But if we can get together, the international community, the good guys, the people that, yeah, and you might say, oh, the good guys bomb people. Well, if we can just eradicate this type of barbarism, that might be a good thing. Yeah,
it's also gone beyond governments. Anonymous, who, you know, whether you're for them or not, they put out a decree yesterday that it's war against ISIS. So it's cyber war as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure out where the money's coming from. Shut that off. If anybody can do it, they can do it.
Everybody's eyes open. Yeah.
So we'll move on now because I've got a lot of embarrassing and wonderful things to tell you about. But, you know, it really, for all the people, whether you have your thoughts with them, I don't care if you're a praying person, if you're religious, you know, God knows in its perverse way, they used religion to justify this. But still. Think of those people and, you know, just pause and send them good wishes. Just, you know, I don't know how that works in your mind. You know what, how to do it better than I do.
Yeah.
And other than that, onward and upward. And now we can start the show. So vive la France.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But just do this for me, huh? A favor. When Sammy Davis Jr. gets here, whatever else you blab about, don't say nothing about his eye, huh?
What eye?
Let me tell you, see? One of them is glass. You'll find out when he gets here which of them, see? But don't talk about it, all right? Huh? Will you remember that?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Bunker?
Sammy Davis, there he is! I told you he was coming, there he is, right out there on the stoop. Come on in, Mr. Davis, come
Mr.
on.
Mr. Davis, oh, it's an honor. Oh, welcome to our house.
Thank
oh,
you.
I'm so Thank excited, you. But then you can't imagine because you never had to meet yourself.
Mr. Davis said, it's my wife Edith laughing over there.
Shut up.
Can you make yourself at home, huh? We get you some coffee, huh?
Well, that's awfully nice
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, sit right down here, Mr. Okay. Davis. Right in my chair. Make yourself comfortable. It's the best in the house. It's a real honor to have you in our home.
Thank you.
Breaking bread with us this way. I was just saying to my family before you come in, I said, Sammy Davis Jr. is maybe the greatest credit to his race.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure you've done good for yours, too.
Try.
Here we are.
Ah, here.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bunker.
Thanks, Edith. Now, that's all right. I can say, Mr. Davis, Edith, get out of here. Now, Mr. Davis, do you take cream and sugar in your eye?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair,
Oh, God, I remember that. And then he freezes. He freezes with the tray, right?
Yes.
He just sits there and he freezes.
It's like 10 seconds, then they just go to commercial. They hold on the joke that long.
We are coming to you live. Do you take cream and sugar in your eye?
In your eye.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. I want to say thank you to NextIssue/Texture, the only place to get your magazine content because they put my favorite Golf Digest in
nice.
Their stable. I've got Golf and Golf Digest, and I I was working on my irons today. How to crisp my irons. Now, granted, every golf magazine in the world says how to crisp your irons, but let me tell you about Next Issue / Texture. They're now Texture. That's Next Issue. Their new name. It's called Texture, so if you're looking for the app, remember, it's going to say Texture, and they've got spectacular new features that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines and cherry-pick the articles that interest you most. Let me tell you about reading a magazine on an iPad as opposed to getting something right in the, you know, my eyes are 56-year-old eyes, I'll be honest with you. And I'm just going to say, the pictures really pop on Texture. They really pop.
It's just take cream and sugar in your eyes?
Thank you very much. Texture satisfies any and every interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic. It goes on and on and on. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, and you can share your subscription with the entire family. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. Try it. If you don't like it, so what? But if you do like it, like I do, you'll love it. Texture.com/TMOS. Put that in your search engine, people. Texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines, all of them, for one low price. From back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. The articles really pop,
beautiful,
in my humble opinion.
The easy to read, too. Love it.
They're very, very sharp. And, you know, like any device like that, if you're, you know, you want the print to be bigger, you can make it bigger.
Zoom in.
Yeah. Right there.
There you
Zoom
go.
Zoom in.
Make your print bigger so you can see. Oh, what a sports weekend I had.
What a way.
Oh, really?
Well, yesterday, congratulations, first of all, to the
Washington
Redskins. You know, fantastic job. Yeah, you went right there. You just took that little fingernail. See that? You took that little fingernail.
Look, I watched the Skins game. Pretty cool they won. They were, Ravens lost. Boo-hoo-hoo. Yes. But then you've got the Patriots here, which basically – I was like, oh, this game's over. Out of the blue, they marched down the field and kicked that field goal, and that was that against the Giants.
I didn't post this. I was going to say, I was 5 years old at my daddy's knee,
yes,
watching the New York Giants play football. That's how long. I don't talk about it a lot. I certainly didn't talk about it when I was a radio personality in Washington.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's Redskins, Redskins, Redskins. But when I was a little pup, I grew up with the New York Giants, and I follow them sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
I follow them this year. Let me tell you about my personality as a sports fan. The reason I follow them now is because they are breaking my heart routinely, and I'm attracted to that.
You crave that.
Because I'm a sick, negative, masochistic fan. I love that. Because they break my heart, and because Eli Manning is a complete and total doofus. They do things like, but then you get them against the Patriots, and I didn't think they had a chance.
Right.
But lo and behold, the game starts going on, and they're doing smart things, except for Eli,
right,
who, Eli is in full panic mode from the time he takes his morning shit.
Oh,
okay.
Now, language.
That guy, and if I see this on the sideline, that mouth agape, tens of million dollar glare that he gives, and the giant thing. I don't talk about it a lot. I trained myself when I was on the air in Washington, D.C., not to train. There are people that have listened to me for a million years that know the truth. They know where I come from. They know that I'm a New York fan. They know that I went south for my football, north for my baseball.
Right.
Because my father, during the 70s, wanted to make sure that I knew how to lose. That was, you know, I mean, that's
now,
not the reason he did it.
Did your father have the same self-defeating attitude with sports teams?
No, very simple, Rob. My dad was in New York City and worked in New York City, and when the Brooklyn Dodgers left New York City, he would not root for the Yankees, so he adopted the Red Sox up north, and he was a New York Giants fan because he lived in New York, and he was from New Haven, Connecticut, down in southern Connecticut, a suburb, basically, of New York, and so that's why I was a New York Giants fan. So with that said, though, you know, going into yesterday's game, it just the pain. I've divorced myself over the years from the New York Giants. I haven't paid that much attention because I wanted to, you know, get on the Redskins bandwagon.
Sure.
And I wanted to, you know, be a good Redskin guy. I knew personally many Redskins over the years, from Joe Theismann to John Riggins to Mark Rippon. The fact is that's why I'm – but now I'm down here and I've kind of – looked at this season a little more curiously with the fantasy football, by the way, which, you know, I got bitten in the ass with that as well yesterday. It was just, Carla is right. I was Tommy the Tampon.
All day. Not TT.
All
T squared.
All day. Nose in my iPad. No, you know, just sitting there with my fantasy. Because I got really excited first because who was the quarterback that I had? Hey, Redskins fans. I had Drew Brees.
Oh, that's a good one. He's a good quarterback.
I had Drew Brees. And yes, absolutely.
Hey, you want to know? Drew Brees.
Sad, Mike.
Do you want to know what a great pick that was, Mike? When you mentioned Drew Brees, Rob Ford actually gave you a fist pump. So whenever you have the Rob Ford fantasy football seal of approval, you might as well take the cyanide tablet.
Who was your quarterback, Rofo? Who was your quarterback yesterday?
I had Cam Newton.
Do you always have Cam? How many times have you had Cam Newton? During the season?
I don't know, maybe twice.
Yeah.
Loves the quarterback, loves the cookie. He's a Newton guy.
He's a top five performer for the year.
How did you do, Rofo?
No big deal. Oh, I didn't win anything.
How about
Hey, you know what I thought was interesting, Mike, is there was a lot of upsets yesterday, right?
Yes.
So as you sat there and you'd watch the games, when do you start getting upset? Because the Giants...
Oh, the timeline?
Yes.
No, but here's the thing. I didn't get upset because in the first play, Drew Brees throws a touchdown pass to my receiver.
Oh, my God.
Double dipping. Yeah.
Double dipping was fantastic. And I had Jordan Reed with your Washington Redskins, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking over.
So at that point, you're not a tampon, man. You're a happy guy.
No, I'm a rube is what I am, because I look over at Carla. I think this came out of my mouth.
No.
I may have said something. I said, this might be the day. This might be the day, Carla, but it wasn't the day. Let me make sure that I can log in here and let everybody know just how well I didn't do badly. But I didn't do great.
But if you had that lineup and it was the 1 o'clock game, you probably for a quarter. You're like, oh yeah. I hacked the system. Figured out how to actually win big.
This is my week.
It was. I thought really that it was going to be special.
Carla, go downtown and buy that hat you've been looking at because we are in the money.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's good. I updated because it was different from last night. That's right. I'm winning now officially nothing.
Oh.
I've won nothing. I'm winning nothing. Thank you. I'm winning nothing.
Anyone going tonight?
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm all done, Rob.
Null set. Oh,
and
well.
I thought 115 points was a pretty I won lineup with
115
points.
No,
there are guys that get 250 points in these leagues. I'm so sick of this.
What happened to your pro? What happened to your lock?
The guy, the
lock of the
guy.
Week.
Well, he helped a little bit, but the receivers, he decided that he'd just do that for comic relief. So the receivers that I had were horrible.
He lampooned you.
Yeah.
Let me see. My receivers. Let me see. We've got, who do we have here? We have Kamar Aiken. We have Allen Robinson. And we have D'Angelo Williams.
All great.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, 7.4, 13.6, and 10.8. Oh. And then Devontae
Did they play
Adams.
The entire game?
D'Angelo Williams was my running back. I'm sorry. He was in. He had a terrible game. Anyway, so it's that's it. And then, and to be honest with you, I was overtired because I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching the fight Saturday, Ronda Rousey fight, which was history making.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a big sports weekend, but I was just, and then 60 Minutes comes on after the Giants game,
depressing.
And I'm watching.
Oh, my
depression,
God.
So depression. It just, what a sucky. Now, for Redskins fans, my heart goes out to you. I thought, man, what a great story. Kirk Cousins with that incredible game
you
yesterday.
You like that, Mike?
He deserved. I love
Kirk Cousins. You got to say it right.
You know,
I'm not going to yell. We've got office mates.
You like that?
You like that?
You like that?
You like that?
You like that? You like that?
You guys are better men than I am. God bless you. I liked how when, the post-game interview with Kirk Cousins, and then all of a sudden you hear that you like that, and she was startled. And she wasn't just startled as a reporter. She was startled as a white woman having a big black man come in and say, you like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a racial undertone to it.
You like that? Anyway.
And she's like, I've lost my train of thought. Yeah. Oh.
But 60 Minutes, it's sad enough when Scott Pelley covers a carnival. And when you put Scott Pelley in that situation, oh, my God, depression.
Yeah,
so
it gets bad. And as I said, I want to get political, but I can certainly critique, I can treat the reporters. And look, why do we give them exactly what they want?
I know.
Why do we play the stop it?
Mike.
Stop it. Okay, yeah, you did this, douches, and we're going to come over there and kick your ass now because we got big planes.
We're
going to
take
bombs.
Down your websites.
That's right.
We're going to show you what's what.
Anonymous, baby. We're going to do it. That's the way I look at it.
Mike.
I just don't think we should be. Oh,
if you ever have that feeling again, concentrate on the neckline of Scott Pelley because he's got so much makeup on. He's got a white shirt, but it looks like there's almost an embroidering of tan.
Oh, was it rubbing off?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, CBS didn't send over the good makeup crew.
I can't believe that man went on national TV with that makeup line right around his neck.
I go back and look at that. That's good.
Scott,
it's a crop dusting.
Let's not only show the terror in France, but then we'll follow that up by the fact that we're going to take your beloved football away because there are too many concussions. You know, and you just walked away from the Giants losing in the last second to the 49ers, the Patriots. And then you have 60 minutes with the France story and then concussions in football. And like at 9 o'clock at night, I'm going, yeah. So I decided I pop on Homeland, which is a depressing show.
Yeah.
It was a depressing Sunday.
Wow,
a very
you need a
depressing
sitcom.
Sunday.
You need something light, some lighthearted fare, Mike.
Yeah, some soft shoe.
You know, Rob, in those days where usually I'd be completely drunk by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Those were sunnier days.
Sunnier days.
It's just like, hey, Mike. Mike, your Giants lost to the Patriots in the last second with a Gronkowski field goal. What do you think about that?
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. No,
let's buy this bar.
It really. Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. Yeah.
Let's go buy it.
Yeah, it might be not far from the truth. That's a great idea. We'll do it. Yeah, you got lots of friends. I'm on the radio. What could possibly go wrong?
We can turn the tavern into Mike's tavern.
We'll get our friends to buy into it.
Giants can't lose if we open up a sports bar because everyone will be there rooting for them.
I got a better. It wasn't a sports bar, Rob. It was an Irish pub.
Yes, but this will be the next one, Mike. This will be the next one.
Irish pub.
It'll be Mike's.
Bye,
too.
Mrs. O'Mara. Have a nice day.
Is she off on another adventure?
Nice ass. Anyway,
oh.
I'm sorry. Mrs. O'Mara has been just, she ran 5 miles.
See it on Facebook.
Yeah.
She's gone nuts.
She's gone nuts.
What are you doing?
Well, to be honest with you, I was down a pound over the weekend, but
good boy.
I will tell you that's probably up today because last night, after Mrs. O'Mara finally got frustrated and said, "You're sitting there all day. You're not helping me clean up after the baby." And she also had her thank God come. So that was part of the problem too, and after that, she's coming back.
Uh-oh. She heard
so
you.
I was completely at fault.
Wow.
No,
but I guess it was a good weekend.
Carla, come here for a second.
Oh, never mind. Oh, she's gonna be here. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna
Carla,
say.
Come here for 1 second.
I will table it.
Mm.
Here she comes.
Come on in here, darling. All right.
You know what you can do, Mike? You can use this.
She hasn't heard what I've been talking about, so she doesn't know whether I've been good to her or bad to her. How would you rate yesterday, the second half of yesterday, of Sunday? How was our Sunday?
It wasn't good.
Oh. I have.
Why
a,
was,
I have
lean down so they can see you, darling.
Oh, just why,
beautiful, beautiful.
Very nice.
Go ahead, Oscar.
I have a question. What do you think of Mike's new book, Down a Pound?
Down a pound.
That's, I said I was down a pound over the weekend, but probably not after last night.
Not after last night.
What did he eat last night?
Candle being thin. What?
I can't. I ate my emotions last night.
Aww.
Yes, you did.
I did. And so are we going to have a better week than we had a Sunday?
That's up to you.
Okay, see you later.
Wow. Passive aggressive.
Mike, we're both married, but right now you are really, really, really married.
It's up to you, Mike.
It's up to you.
It's all
kids
you,
in preschool.
Baby.
Enjoy your princess day. Enjoy your princess day. Here I am. Working. But anyway.
Slaying the dragon.
Slaying the dragon. So, ate the emotions last night. Ate well all day long.
Good.
Knocked out a little chicken curry that was pretty strong, but I got to tweak the recipe a little bit. But at the end of the night, I had a little feeding frenzy. What did I eat? Oh, I know what I ate. Okay, let me.
Do
let
we
me
have the Jaws it. Sound effect? I'm sure we
Rob
have
probably
it somewhere,
has
right?
it somewhere.
Yeah, the music
check,
for Jaws.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Rob's a little late today, and you know how shaky he is when he's.
Oh, he's. I think he's on point, Mike.
I think he'll find it. All right, let's.
You got an insulin shot and everything.
Let's wait for Rob to find the Jaws.
Jaws. You want the theme to Jaws?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, this is taking longer than usual, Rob.
It is. It is.
I bet on the wrong horse.
Well, you know what? That's your problem. The iPad is also...
It's up to you, Rob. Oh, no. You still do that bit when you don't type in Jaws and you type in something else?
What's that?
Nothing. Oh.
It's a slow start.
Slow start.
Rob studies his iPads every day after the show.
You can't fast forward like this at all? Just get us to where we need to be anywhere closer. There we go. Mike, what'd you have yesterday?
Okay, I went into the kitchen. After Carla went to bed, and Carla went to bed really, really early, and I paused Homeland, and I was going to, hold on, stop, let's start this over. I'll come back and tell you what I ate.
All right.
We're up on a break here. I want the show to be on time today, because I care about you people.
Okay? Desperately.
You people. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll tell you everything I ate last night. How's that for fascinating? We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. On the Mike O'Meara Show!
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And I'm Tony Perkins.
Of the Tony Perkins Show, featuring me, Gary Stein.
You don't sound like Gary Stein.
You know what? We're reading the wrong lines on this piece of paper.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Tony Perkins.
See, that's why we're better off doing it improvisationally.
Please check us out. It's a great show. We're having a great time doing it. You can check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
You know why you should? Because we mean well.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's no secret that things are tough for small business, and the Mike O'Meara Show is no exception. We rely on our listeners to support our advertisers and to support our products. One of the most important products that we make available to you are the TMOS bonus packages, and this is the time of year, people, that we need our listeners to really step up. By subscribing to the 2016 TMOS bonus package, you'll make sure we stay on the air, and you'll get some of the best uncensored entertainment we offer, a sixth weekly show to enjoy on your weekend. If you support TMOS with your subscription, you'll get all our bonus content for 2016, on-demand video access to all our bonus shows, access to all the bonus shows we've already recorded, and you'll know you did your part to keep our show going. Now, all people who buy 2016 bonus packages are entered in our holiday MVP contest. You might remember we were doing another MVP contest. Well, the problem is we found out that advertisers don't necessarily want us doing it in conjunction with them. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We respect that. We had to pivot, though. We value all of our listeners. And if you buy yourself a 2016 bonus package, you will be entered in our holiday MVP contest. We're going to pivot off of what we were doing before. Sorry about that. We didn't do it. We did the best we could. But unfortunately, sometimes they say, no. It's just like back when we were on the radio. That time it would come from a GM. This time it comes directly from an advertiser. Right. But we value our relationships, and we didn't want to step on any toes. So we are pivoting to the MVP contest will now be for the bonus content. If you buy yourself a Mike O'Meara Show bonus package for 2016, you'll be entered in our holiday MVP contest, which means we're going to give away gift certificates the 5 days leading up to our holiday break. So we're going to every single day pick out a person that purchased our bonus content, and we are going to give you a gift certificate valued at $250, ladies and gentlemen. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click on the bonus packages, and please support us this year. It'll really make a difference, and our bonus package makes a great holiday gift as well. For our returning customers, thank you. And remember, it's not too early to renew your subscription. Order your TMOS bonus package and do it today, and maybe you'll be a holiday MVP and get a $250 gift package. I think that'll be fantastic,
boom,
and we say thank you. Boom, bam. All right, so... It was just a bit of a problematic day. Overtired because of the fight, and I'll talk about the fight later. My fantasy team started out. I literally said to Carla, "This is going to be the day." And then my beloved New York Giants figured out once again, I think the third or fourth time this year, how to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, which is what they do better than anything else. Excuse me.
But did you have joy leading up to the close? I mean, did you at least savor some joy during the game? Because it was very close.
No.
No, never.
No, mm-hmm. It was similar to when the Boston Red Sox played the New York Mets in the seventh game of the 1986 World Series, you go in and your team takes a lead, and you know there's a little part of you. And anybody that's rooted for losing teams knows this. Redskins fans have gone through
this.
Sure. In fact, Detroit fans were feeling the same thing. They ended up pulling one out and winning yesterday. It's right down here. It's right below the sternum. It's a little area called the fatal syndrome. It's not your ticker giving out. What it is, it's a tiny little chip that you have in your body, and if you root consistently for a losing team, it activates, and it activates the day of the game.
Fatality,
and you
go in, activate.
Go, gadget, yeah. Go.
Fatalism, activate. Fatalism, activate. And you know innately that your team is going to lose. That chip activated in the second quarter of the Giants, so I wasn't
that
really able to. I wasn't really able to enjoy it, even with the interception at the end of the game, which I thought it was the end of the game.
Right.
It was not something that went away. I knew they were going to figure out how to lose, just like the glory chip that is in all the Patriots fans, which was in the, which by the way, in the eight, in the 90s was in the Yankee fans, and right. That glory chip, usually unless you're a person of immense character,
right.
That glory chip will turn you into a complete and total a-hole.
Mike, when did the buffet open?
The buffet opened probably at, I want to say, somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour, probably.
Mm, yes.
Maybe in 9
p.m.
9 o'clock hour. So I go in and I forage, and Mrs. O'Mara has removed anything of great significance from the house. So, you know, she will occasionally find some sort of sweet treat that she will smuggle in, unbeknownst to me, but she puts it in places.
Yeah, don't you know her hiding places? Don't you know her hiding places by now?
Oh, yes, I do.
Good boy. Good boy.
Now, she has already got some sort of discount on Christmas candy. That's over at her desk, sitting out there going, I dare you, fat ass. Go ahead. Open it. Open up. Oh, and hell will be coming, and its name is Carla, if I open that. So I don't touch that because I know she's expecting me to touch that. And I go and I look in, and she's got her little protein cookies and protein bars. And then she's got all her baking supplies for her homemade bread. She's got this grain and this grain, nuts, grain, all seeds, everything. It's like looking in a rabbit's closet. You know, it's just like that. It's like what a squirrel would put away for the winter.
Getting ready for winter.
There's nothing of any value. And then, somehow I'm channeling the grease man. I look up on shelf number 3, and I see, hold on, I got to do it this way.
Yeah.
And I see
a mysterious cylinder. mysterious cylinder.
Is it unmarked?
It is unmarked. I see the back end of it, but I'm like,
Folgers,
what would
coffee?
That be?
And, baking powder could be something good.
I turn it around and it says
coconut thin crisps.
And control, what little I have, goes completely out the window, and I begin to dive in. I take it so seriously that I take it out. I look over back towards the bedroom to see if the door is still locked and the shades are pulled down, because you can see right from our patio into the kitchen. And sometimes she will leave the door open, and sometimes she will leave the shade up.
Right.
Not because she wants to enjoy the morning sunrise. No, she wants to see if the kitchen light goes on, because she knows that I'm foraging. She was too tired. What with the hormones and all, just a little too tired.
And, coconut crisps were unguarded and found. Yeah. And found they were.
Let me get them. Hold on.
All right.
There's some left.
Yeah. Well, a few. You see, the thing is he didn't go to the bottom level because the thing that happens is if you're really, really desperate, you'll almost look at ingredient stuff. Like, he could have probably found chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. You know, and I hate eating chocolate chips because for some reason it's not
just
like a candy
plain
bar.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's no different.
That's
truly
when you know you have a problem.
Or icing.
Yeah. Icing.
Just icing.
Yeah.
Just icing.
Jeez. Oh, you animals.
What's wrong with you people?
One time we found half of a can of icing in Robert's bedroom. He had spirited it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you Mandy's crispy coconut cookie thins.
Wow.
Looks like a old.
You know what that says to Mike O'Mara when he sees that? And he says,
me.
How many did you eat?
I'm sorry to make you do edits today, Pony, but I can't help it. Do me. Do me. Do me.
Do me.
Do me.
Now, can I see? Show me the back of the tin. The back of the tin is what
this is the part I saw. I saw
that. Oh, just mystery black tin. The mysterious hidden tin.
Hidden.
I saw this part.
Oh, that's so good.
A gourmet.
Like a little baked finger sticking out and beckoning me.
What's all this then? Could it
golden,
be?
Golden. Gene Simmons says, golden toasted coconut naturally complements the cookie's rich and smooth taste. Light, crisp, and dusted with caramelized sugar.
Caramelized.
In other words, something that's going to make me feel okay.
What I love is the thought of you seeing it, looking over your literally looking over your shoulder, and then the slow turn, the slow rotation of Mandy's coconut.
42 cookies in here, boys.
How many
42.
Are in there now?
Let me see.
Probably not 42.
Doesn't sound so bad. You can knock off 42 in, let's say, 10 minutes.
Yeah, because they're probably, if they're coconut thins, they're only wafer thin.
They're not going to be thick.
Maybe 5 minutes. Mm.
They're incredibly rich, though.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm not that. Look, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, there's
that's
half of them bad. Left.
I would say 60% of a full sleeve.
No, I'd say, you know what? I bet there's 20 there.
Well, it started with
no,
two
I
tubes.
Think, Oscar, if you really, here, I'm going to jam them all up in the end, and you guys be the judge.
Okay. All right. Just put your fingers all over him. Yeah. I'm sure Carl won't mind.
Sorry. Five,
that's
10.
That's pretty close to half.
There's at least half there. Because if you started with 42.
A baker's dozen.
You don't even know what a baker's dozen is.
I don't.
It's 13.
Oh,
okay. It's a baker's dozen.
All right. So.
Did you have them just plain or did you have anything to drink with them?
I had milk.
Milk is the best.
Full 2%. That's 2% not so milk. Bad, Mike. I thought you would have eaten the whole sleeve and then gone on to something else.
Well, I didn't eat the whole sleeve, but what was that part you said about moving on to something else?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Carla made blueberry jam, homemade blueberry jam.
Whoa.
And Carla has homemade bread in the refrigerator.
Yes.
So I had me a little piece of that as well. And then the sweetness was satisfied, and I had a desire for some savory.
Oh, so after the jam. How is the jam, by the way? Is it made with Maine blueberries?
They're frozen, but they are Maine blueberries.
Okay,
they're the real Maine blueberries. The Wyman's, is it? Is it Wyman's blue or Weiler's?
Weiler's,
which
I
is
think
the
is
blue.
The name.
It's Weiler's.
I think.
Wyman's or Weiler's. I always forget that.
Because they're little guys,
but,
little tiny
But she made it. It's not, it's not your preservative-laden jam, so you can almost kind of pour the goo right out.
And it's healthy for you.
Yeah, pure blueberry. It's one of the superfoods, Mike.
You're such an ass, Oscar. Yeah, it's healthy.
It's healthy for Mike, me. Blueberries are a superfood. You're probably the healthiest person on the show right now.
So we've got two courses down. You have a third course. You're savory.
What was the savory? I'm trying to think. Not crackers, because I'd already had the,
The crisps are almost like crackers,
Done the carb thing. Yeah. I had one
thread.
It wasn't that big a deal. It was not that big a deal.
Did you go for some candy?
Nuts?
Candy.
I didn't go from candy. I did not. No, I do not eat nuts.
Good.
We do not eat nuts. That'll cause great damage to the intestinal tract. I do not eat nuts. No, I had some, I think peanut butter. I think I had some
Right out of the jar.
Or some sardines. I forgot. I was
or both.
Together.
Sardines.
Yeah.
I think I had some sardines.
Packed in oil or mustard? How were they?
No, gym. Oil. Oil.
Oil.
Sardines.
I love sardines.
With coconut crisps.
You love anything that's not nailed down.
That's true. I do.
That's it. It was delicious. But, at the end of the day, got to recommend these pretty highly. I don't know where you can find them. But
Are you going to have some after the show today?
No.
Carla's not home.
Nope. Carla left me a little. It's back on the little lunch.
Sweet.
What you should do, Mike, is find another can. And
doctor!
So I can't.
You should replenish them, and then she'll never know anything happened.
Remember what you said, Mike. You can't handle being thin.
That's right.
No, well,
you should
be honest.
Right, and just eat those cookies.
No, it's a steady march, and you have some you lose some battles,
yes.
But I'm going to win the war. I'm going to win the war eventually. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how much better I feel, and I do feel better. So my body's moving better, and
good.
Now you know what happened.
F you, Oscar.
Oscar, Mike ate well all day, and then the coconut crisps kicked a field goal with seconds to go.
I just figured what I just remember what I ate. I had blocked it. I ate more of the chicken curry that I had made for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right back to the curry.
Yeah. You know why? Because the recipe called for sugar, and it triggered my sugar.
Curry.
Other than that, I'm fine.
Never better, Mike.
Regular as rain. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to talk about the Ronda Rousey fight?
Big
deal.
Please.
Big deal for MMA people. We'll be right back.
Remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
Reminds me of Marist College, where Bill O'Reilly and I were roommates.
Roommates, that's right.
No, he went there earlier than I did, but I remember a lot of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young up in Poughkeepsie, New York when I went to Marist. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, if you need to know how to cook, you should learn to cook. And
yes.
I got a great way. If you're really somebody who's thinking, you know, I got family coming during the holidays. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to have one night where I show them what I'm doing, but I don't really know how. How about Blue Apron? You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Would you like to have something that's cost-effective, will impress your family during the holidays, and will taste good? How do you start? Blue Apron. They've got you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow these easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. They do everything.
Yep.
They give you all the produce, all the protein, everything to make a delicious meal. And no matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Seared chicken and chestnut sauce with Brussels sprouts, roasted sweet potatoes, and pickled onion.
Wow.
Or vegetable barley miso ramen. Yum. The ramen dishes at Blue Apron,
yes.
Take it from me. They are fantastic. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. Learning has never been more delicious and more fun. All the recipes between 500 and 700 calories per portion. We mentioned that. Good for you. Tasty
yep.
and delicious. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Adway. Thank you. So am I the only one in the room that decided that he would shell out the ridiculous sum of money to watch the pay-per-view?
How much are they going for?
Yeah,
these
how much
days?
Is the going rate?
$50.
Oh. I got, you know what? I was able to watch it on my phone the following day, and it was 6 minutes.
What was the
free.
Mayweather fight? Mayweather fight was a lot more expensive.
100 plus.
99, wasn't mm-hmm. it? I thought yep. it was 99.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many fights were on the card that you paid for, though?
Maybe five undercards, maybe mm-hmm. four or five undercards.
Any worth? They all right. I could probably allocate $20.
The guys,
to this.
The dudes that were fighting were horrible. MMA has turned into boxing to a certain extent. It's as boring sometimes.
Wow.
And I don't think it ought to be allowed. I remember the days when MMA came on the scene when
the blood sport,
arts, ultimate fighting is what they used to call it, and it was, you know, it's still ultimate fighting, but it was really ultimate. I mean, you'd see a guy. You know, they just go until one guy was knocked out or
yep.
choked out. And now it just gets a little silly. The first fight was just terrible. Had this big, tall guy, you know,
Mike,
like
you,
Rofo if he lost 20 pounds. It was ridiculous.
You may not remember this, but Big O Nix was so into MMA at one point that we
yes.
had our producer fight one of our interns in yeah. the octagon.
I remember that.
Yes.
It was actually in the octagon.
Yeah.
How was that fight,
they
by the way?
Beat each other's asses
wow.
so bad that I was concerned that... Thank God he had signed a release, but also concerned for his life. I really was sitting there. If you look,
so
at,
who was in the fight? Who were
it
who
was
were those fighters?
It was your old intern from Don and Mike, Bat or Matt.
Oh
yes,
yeah. Matt Goldstein.
Oh my
Matt
God,
Goldstein.
That guy,
yes,
Matt
yes,
Goldstein.
Yes.
It was a pain in the ass.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm. And he got beat down by our producer, Drab T-shirt from the Big O and Duke Show. Now,
so did Drab kick his ass?
Oh yeah, it was wild, absolutely wild.
Drab's got that killer instinct.
He's got the inner rage. Yeah,
he can do it. He can lay it on,
yeah.
Man. But it's just, you know, it was the undercard was such that I was kind of saying to myself, "Oh God, you know, should I really have paid for this?" And then the they call it super strawweight, or the straw weight, mm-hmm. which is I've never heard before. Well, 115-pound women that fought, and I don't remember their names, but they were incredible. I mean,
but
just
that's so
bam,
tiny.
Bam, 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 bam. But it doesn't matter. A fight's a fight.
Yeah.
And they you know, it was worth it. And then the main event, Holly Holm against Ronda Rousey, and a stunning upset in the second round.
You got to see it in real time, which is nice. I'm jealous about that.
When did you realize
well,
that
you know,
was...
you get all the people on Facebook that said, hey, for all you people that spent the money on it, just remember, I got to see it for free right here. No, you got to see a highlight clip.
Right.
Did Rob write that?
He said that on air. He goes, I saw it online the next day.
Yeah, I saw it online the next day.
Yes, he didn't have
to pay. I mean, the whole reason you're paying for it is you don't want to wait a day. You want
to
see it while
you get to
it happens,
see it
like
live.
Any sporting
you
event.
You get to see it live and see the visceral reaction. And and you get to see the build-up, which is something you don't get on the replay.
And sharing it with the MMA Nation. When I watched it, though, it never looked like Ronda Rousey had the fight in hand. Was that the feeling when you were watching it?
She, this is why I believe, and I don't know enough about this to probably even talk about it.
Right.
But I will say this, that Ronda Rousey had a strategy that was a big mistake fighting this fighter. She was too aggressive, and every time she would come at Holly Holm was ready for her and counterpunched. So Holly Holm did not need to be the aggressor at all. And, it seemed like almost every time she did damage, she was counterpunching. And so the strategy was a failure because Ronda Rousey just kept coming and coming. Listen, say what you will about Ronda Rousey being a bad sport and all this. She's been great for mixed martial arts.
Sure.
And she also gave the people that paid, like me, a real fight, which is more than I can say about Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, which was one of the worst fights I've ever, and we paid a fortune for that. It was ridiculous. This was a real mix-it-up type of fight, and at the end of the day, it was a knockout, and she got, oh my God, a roundhouse kick to the neck.
Yeah.
And when you see it, as everybody's
to
watched
the
replays,
neck.
To the neck. And when you see it replayed, and there's a shot of Ronda Rousey's back, you can see the concussion go through the body.
Yeah, the
and
power.
Just the jarring amount. How she even moved after that is stunning to me. It's brutal. It's really brutal, and there's enough, I guess, violence in the world, but that's the kind of violence where you're. It's a controlled environment. It was just an amazing fight. It really was. It was worth it, I thought.
Do you want to hear a clip of the knockout?
I have
it handy.
Yeah,
this was, I don't know. I've not listened to this. It was sent me by Adrian the intern.
Esta noche. What does esta noche mean?
Tonight. An improbable victory.
Has she gotten the knockout yet?
Yeah, they're talking about the knockout.
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you want to hear it in English? I have both, but
yeah,
I wanted to play this.
I sure would, Rob.
Again with that left hand. She's tagging Ronda.
Wow.
This is incredible. Never have we seen this. Beautiful.
Can she?
Beautiful. She's having us in trouble.
She's having
us.
All right. Mega douche Joe Rogan, does he have skin in the game for MMA? Is he part ownership?
Like an owner?
I don't know enough about his business to talk about
because,
that.
Because
he's great friends with Dana White. So
and Dana White's the other guy that wears black shirts and looks tough. Right?
Well, he owns the company. He can do what he wants.
There are a lot of guys. I mean, when you see both Rogan and Dana White at the post-fight press conference, which, by the way, I was so into. Stayed up till about 2:30 in the morning to actually watch the post-fight press
conference. True sports fan. I like that.
And then when I found out that Ronda had been transported, as Dana White said, she was transported. I'm a tough guy. Yeah, I'm a tough guy. When I found out she was transported, I like the whole point of waiting up for the press conference, I wanted to see what Ronda had to say.
Yes.
Because even though she lost, she still The It Girl. Everybody still cares about it. It's going to be an amazing rematch. It's going to be really great. Oh, yeah.
According to the MMA website, he is not an owner, but here is his brief bio. Joe Rogan is a comedian, allegedly, actor, and martial artist. He currently serves as the chief color commentator for the UFC. He is a Taekwondo and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. He has been with the UFC since first appearing as the backstage interviewer at Judgment Day 12 in 1997.
Joe, I know you're a tough guy, and I know you could kick my ass, but what I'd love to see you do, be a tough guy on the broadcast. Let them know when it's a crappy fight. The first fight, you weren't hard enough on those guys. You hype these fights too much. And when it's a bad fight, I want to hear somebody say it's a bad fight. Because you know what? Then it does justice to Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm that gave us an amazing contest, okay? But if two guys are in there dancing in a three-round bout, it doesn't work, okay? The format doesn't work, okay?
Okay.
The format doesn't work, okay? That's the way it goes. So, tough guy, be as tough as you want everybody to think you are when you're doing the broadcast, and don't just be a shill for MMA.
I bet he does what he's told.
UFC.
I bet he does what he's told, because I don't think a lot of people are beating down his door for gigs. I think he wants that gig really bad.
I think you're wrong. I've seen him sell out theaters like that.
Really?
100%.
But he loves this gig.
Yeah, but
he's on top of iTunes right now.
Yeah, he's on top of iTunes. One of the number one podcasts in the
country. He is a talented guy, and I just want him to be. I want him to be successful. I'm not a fan of his comedy necessarily, but I like to and some of the stuff he's done throughout his career. You know, he's a controversial guy. But the fact is, that is his zone, MMA, and I want him to be more. I'd like him to be more opinionated.
Would you say you
that's,
like?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm asking for him to be more opinionated.
When you're watching a football game and you hear the two guys, there's always a guy. It's like, all right, that call was wrong. The refs got it wrong, and you always have a guy on the other side. It's like, hey, we gotta let the NFL decide if they got it wrong.
Want to get involved.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as a Giants fan and a Red Sox fan and a Redskins fan and somebody who's watched these teams, that you want to hear the color guys say when somebody's not bringing it, when somebody's not doing it.
That's what's on the listeners' or the viewers' mind.
Yeah. Yeah, be tough. John Gruden's great at it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. John Gruden's fantastic.
He does not give an F. He said, I could take this job or leave it.
Absolutely. Right. I enjoy that. And that's what I'd like to say. So getting back to the fight, it was it really was fun. And MMA has replaced boxing on my list for something that I find.
And
if you like that kind of activity, it's pretty cool.
You're a paying customer now.
I've been a paying customer. Yeah, boxing, I'm not sure. I would be Floyd Mayweather destroyed my boxing mojo so totally that I'm not sure I would ever pay
for
to watch something that boring
stuff.
That,
and also, it's horrible. Been a long road. I mean, boxing has been decaying for you, hasn't it? I mean, I know Mayweather might have been
it's
the final
just
nail.
I think boxing is a totally different entity. It really, really is. But, you know, to stay up and watch this and wait, you know, and it's down in Australia and it comes on late. And at the end of the day, the women save the day. And that's another thing that I think is fantastic about the sport. You have a sport where it doesn't matter. You know, every other sport that you think about, you know, women are like the LPGA.
I never thought about that.
The LPGA does not get the same juice that the PGA does.
They're marginalized.
You know, you don't have the WNBA with the following that the NBA has. This, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, whether you're a man or a woman is completely irrelevant. And that's thanks to Ronda Rousey. Yeah. And I really hope that.
And Hillary Clinton. He broke that glass ceiling,
and,
Mike.
Hey, you know what? And fair play, we're being balanced now. And Donald Trump.
Did a 60 plus women's MMA, do you think that Hillary would kick some ass in there? Like an older, a senior's tour?
No, I think I'd like to see Elizabeth Warren in there.
Oh, that'd be good. Very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know who I'd really like to see? Barbara Boxer. Am I right, fellas?
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah,
in my pants.
Fantastic. So, Oh, by the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, you know, I read an article that maybe, just maybe, are they just trying to fly under the radar?
Oh, you mean the top secret debate?
The top secret debate that nobody didn't know about?
Yeah.
This has got to be. I haven't seen the ratings. Has anybody seen the ratings?
Look up
ratings debate.
Please do.
Let's find out, because I'd like to know if anybody watched this. The Democrat, to me, if I was consulting the Democrats and I said, we really don't want anyone to see this debate. How about no promos?
Right.
Put it on CBS on Saturday night. And don't tell anybody about it. I think that's exactly
I
what
was,
they
you know,
did.
I try to stay fairly plugged in, and I like watching the debates because there, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff that comes out of them. I started seeing stuff pop up on Facebook Saturday night, and I'm saying that, oh, he said that. Where did he say this? Where did Bernie Sanders say that? There's a debate?
Weird.
There's a weird. Yeah. What? What?
What's the rating?
8.5 million people watched the debate.
Lowest so far, right?
Gotta be.
Lowest so far compared to 23 million. In the past, and
I watched a little bit of it. The telecast was kind of slick. It wasn't bad.
I watched it as well, and I thought it was a rebroadcast of something I had missed because
it was that slick,
it
right?
Was like
it was highlight reel.
It was truly slick at the beginning. Where they had like the moving cameras and all that.
It was at halftime of the Iowa game, and
the candidates kind of did what they were told. Yeah. They stood in the same place.
I said, "Oh, this is a replay. I'll watch this for 2 minutes," and then I was like, "This is live!
Wow!"
You know. In fairness to the Democratic Party and the people that put this debate on, you know, it was a pretty unsettling news weekend. And I think that anything, even though they did make an attempt to deal with terrorism on the debate, and that was announced before the debate began, that they were actually going to pivot off the economy and actually discuss this, it just paled in comparison to the news events. At least that's the way I looked at it.
But even, you know, I mean, even if the news events were outshining it, we should have known about it before the news events broke on Friday afternoon. I mean, we should have known about it
Saturday
on this,
night
this week.
Going against college football is a mistake, unless they meant to do it.
I would think that maybe this was by design. I'm not sure why, unless the strategy is to let the other team feed off each other for a while. I don't get it. I'm not quite sure what's happening with that. But, you know, as I said, I'm not commenting on everything, but I'm following it a little closely. I'm following another story down here in South Florida. This is a big story today.
Yeah.
This story broke today. You remember, did I say, I think I knew I had it on my show prep. Did I mention it last week that they have flights to Cuba from Fort Myers?
You briefly talked about it, but didn't get into detail.
This is probably a month ago that they make this announcement. I immediately go to the website because, you know, I think it would be very cool on a variety of levels to see. So I said, here's the company. It's called Choice Air. that should be your first clue.
Choice Air.
That's a good name.
I go to the website, and the website is like a cruise ship / there's no way to negotiate the website. You ever go to those really crappy websites where you can't even make any kind of reservation because it just, you can click on nothing. It's not working. And the website was not working. Now, the diligent local reporters down here, nobody made mention of that. So I just moved on and I never paid any more attention to it. I saw a news story where you probably would need some criteria to go down there. You need some visa stuff that they still have to make you go through some hoops. But ultimately, if you want to go, you could start the process and do this. But because I never got anywhere with the website, I was never even able to check flights and to see what availability was or anything like that. Flash forward to today, they've sold a ton of tickets to go down to Cuba.
Right.
They actually had on the local news down here the inaugural flight where all the reporters were, and you saw the rich people and, you know, the bejeweled woman in first class. I want to go to Cuba, Marvin. All right, we're going to Cuba.
We're going on Choice Air.
You saw the people going back to their homeland. Well, today, suspended.
What?
No more flights.
Any reason cited?
No. Well, it's local news. Do you think?
No,
you think
I guess not. No.
If it's not spoon-fed to them, they're not going to let you know. Mm. They don't have a report. They had a reporter camped out when they got the free flight. It's like, we're going to be on the Wink News. We'll be on the first flight going down there. Do you think they have anybody camped out now that there's a CF?
No.
And that people have lost a ton of money? No. It's I believe they're renaming Choice Air to FBN Air, fly by night, and so that's the way it's.
Mike, you need to research. This needs to be your pet story. Choice Air.
We want hard facts.
Hard facts.
Yeah. Choice Air. I'll get right on it. I'll be driving over to the airport today with my son to find out. So, you know, that fantasy I had about your Christmas present, boys. You know, it's going to be the Mike O'Mara Show recording live in Cuba. Still have to swim
we'll take a skiff.
Yeah, we will. Tie some tires
take
together.
A skiff. Yeah. Take a Carolina skiff down there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we're out of gas.
You told me there was enough. F you, Giants fan. We'll take a break, everybody. We'll be back more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
On More Broadcasting, you've got many choices. The Mike O'Mara Show, The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, and of course, Cake and Cookies with Rob and Katie. Now, how do you keep in touch with all of those shows? Check out O'MaraCast. Here's some more broadcasting highlights from last week.
That I am being boned daily by the captain.
Really? I put it in the bottom because, I mean, you don't swipe it. You put it in. So I put it in, stick it in, then you type in the pin, and then
stick
you pull it,
in.
It out. Yeah.
Stick it in, pull it out, Todd, he says.
Just the tip.
Just the tip, just for a little bit.
Download it every Monday on iTunes or the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CH Wine.
Dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gammy's coming to visit for Thanksgiving.
Hey, Gammy.
So Mr. O'Mara is stocking up on his Cameron Hughes wine because Gammy likes a good bottle as much as the next person. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have just a little extra of their best wines. They're consistently fantastic. I love Cameron Hughes wine. They allow you to drink the exact same wine that you'd find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less, 40 to 80% less. You got to try Lot 388. Now, 388 is a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot. This is an incredible wine with food or on its own, a great go-to wine for any occasion, and the price under $20.
Wow.
Hello.
Whoa. Right.
What's the thing that Kirk Cousins said after the...
You like that?
You like that?
It's almost impossible to find premium Napa wines for under $20, but Cameron Hughes has it, and it's amazing. Quantities are very limited, but we convinced Cameron to open up his reserve stock just for our listeners and offer this special deal. Act now for 20% off my new favorite Napa Valley wine, Lot 388. 20% off. That makes it less than $15.
Whoa.
Come on, drink it. Come on, you like that? Plus free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew, a $25 value. This is a great deal. But to get it, you got to go to CH Wine, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. 20% off a premium wine and free shipping and a fancy corkscrew. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Get ready for the holidays because Gammy's coming, everybody.
Gammy!
Don't wait. This offer is this week only. CHWine.com. Do it today, people.
News.
Boo. All right, let me give you the whole rundown of the big fight over the weekend because a lot of people are talking about it. This is a big story. Even though Holly Holm was world champion boxer before she switched to MMA, nobody gave her a snowball's chance in hell of beating Ronda Rousey at UFC 193 Saturday night. Very few people even expected her to get out of the first round, but not only did she get out of it, she dominated it with her boxing. Then in the second round, she kept dominating before knocking Ronda out with a kick to the face. It was actually the neck. Until Saturday, Ronda was undefeated in mixed martial arts. Now her record is 12-1. Holly is 10-0. Ronda was taken to the hospital after the fight because of a knockout. She also had to have a split lip stitched up. UFC president
Dana White.
Spoke afterwards and said, "You like my shirt?"
No,
he said afterwards, Ronda was completely bummed out and depressed. Brilliant assessment.
Nah. Well, you know, Mike, he bought a thesaurus.
It took until Sunday night, but Ronda finally broke her silence with an Instagram post saying, quote, "I just want to thank everyone for the love and support. I appreciate the concerns about my health, but I'm fine. As I had mentioned before, I'm going to take a little bit of time, but I'll be back."
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a rematch. Great rematch. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, I've got a quick Choice Air update for you.
Oh, good. You did some
journalism
there. Yes. Danny Looney, CEO of the Miami-based. This is from Naples Daily News. Looney, whose company operates the flights, said flight cancellations began Monday due to technicalities on the paperwork. He said he
paperwork.
Offer more details of the nature on those technicalities. Listen to this. Looney said that the passengers who were already in Cuba and had booked a flight and returned to Florida on Monday through Friday were booked on other flights operating to Miami. Choice said that they were transported to Fort Myers by land.
Hour and 45 minutes across Alligator Alley. Fun.
Do you know why your flight was canceled? Because your airline is run by a loony. Loony.
Yeah, well, they're the super rich folk.
He's hoping for them to get back on their feet.
Sure he is.
Choice Air. 81-year-old actor
Alan Arkin
suffered a minor stroke last week. He was hospitalized on Monday and was released the next day. Over the weekend, his rep said, quote, he's actually laughing today. He's at home. He's fine. It was a mini stroke. There's nothing wrong. Alan played Lester Siegel in Argo, Winona Ryder's dad, and Edward Scissorhands, the grandpa in Little Miss Sunshine, which is our favorite.
Great.
Maybe a little, can I put a request in for that tomorrow?
You bet.
Little Alan Arkin from Little Miss Sunshine.
Go get a Spank magazine for yourself.
He's currently in theaters as the grandpa in Love the Coopers. So, Alan Arkin, yeah.
You get better with the mini stroke.
For whatever reason, NBC News conducted a state of kindness poll on SurveyMonkey.com.
That's wow. They're very busy, Mike. They're very busy at SurveyMonkey. I'm glad they made the time for a kindness poll.
They asked people which celebrity they thought was the most kind of the ones they provided. It's unclear how many options there were or how many votes were cast, but Ellen DeGeneres came out on top with 28% of the votes. So congratulations to her. Way to go, Ellen. She beat out Taylor Swift with 11%, Will Smith with 5%, Jimmy Fallon with 5%, Jennifer Aniston 4%, and Chris Pratt 4%. With that said, 32%, the biggest group, said they didn't know who might be the kindness.
Oh, you know who I voted for was post-stroke Alan Arkin. I thought, very kind guy. Laughed.
Robert! Robert! Thank you! Yeah. All right, very good. Ever since 2008, Sarah Palin supporters have been acting like Katie Couric's question about what she reads was the most invasive and devious gotcha question ever asked of anyone by anyone. Mm. But guess what? Sarah doesn't agree. This is interesting. Yeah. I'll give her props when she deserves it. In a new interview with CBS News, Sarah was asked point blank if it was a fair question, and she said, quote, sure, yeah, I had a crappy answer, but it was a fair question. So Sarah Palin herself said it was a fair question. Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
I like that. She added, quote, I didn't like, though, the way that forever then in these 7 years that interview has been stamped on my forehead as she's an idiot. Mm. It wasn't fun. So, yeah. I mean, they
I think you came out on top.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I think she's all right with her life and her fortune.
Yes. Her fortune,
yeah.
She's made a decent amount of shekels. Yeah,
she's on TV, written a book.
Good news, slackers. Your laziness isn't your fault.
Thank you.
Scientists at Oxford University, Everett.
That's Choice Air, Mike.
Choice Air is calling. You've been
scientists
upgraded.
Scientists at Oxford University, you guys never miss that. Yeah, okay. All right. In England,
it's a phone going off in the studio.
They have finally figured out why slackers exist, and it turns out their brains are just wired differently than other people's. The scientists ran a study where they offered a reward for completing a task to two groups of people. One group of people who said they're active and ambitious, and another group of people who said they're lazy. And they found out that when the slackers decided to do the task, MRI showed a lot more activity in the part of their brain that controls actions.
Hmm.
That means that when a slacker decides to actually do something, their brain has to work a lot harder. That leaves them less energy to do other stuff, which is why they're more likely not to want to do anything that takes effort. Rob, what do you say?
I say, you know what? I thought a lot about this story, and I am worn out.
But, Rob, you're a smart guy. I mean, it doesn't, when you end up doing things, it doesn't take a lot of effort.
No, I think what happens is this is almost like the fact that a really smart person has a hard time making a decision because they don't see issues in black and white. They overthink it sometimes. Maybe it's a similar thing. If you've got so much going on in your mind that's going to slow you down from doing a simple task, you've put so much effort into the simple task, you don't have a lot of juice left afterwards.
I agree with you. You're off the hook for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Very nice.
Very good. Thank you. You are now a little something something. You can get all-you-can-eat pancakes at Denny's for $4.
Whoa. Mm.
Whoa. Well, why aren't we all just living off that, fellas?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
$4?
Unfortunately, 27-year-old Natasha West of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, come on. No, stop that. What happened?
What are you, doing?
I'm sorry. My finger slipped.
Horrible.
Natasha West of Chicago.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Sometimes, you know, stuff just just breaks. You know, I can't help myself. Let me start again. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Natasha West of Chicago, Illinois, didn't realize that all you can eat doesn't refer to the royal you. She was at a Denny's on Friday with some friends and ordered the $4 unlimited pancakes, but she kept giving them to her friends and asking for more. So finally, her waitress explained that the pancakes are only for one person. Well, that's when Natasha flipped out. She started cursing and threw punches at the waitress. She missed, and the staff kicked her and her friends out. She also kicked a door on the way out. Cops caught her. She was busted. You know, I just have one question. I wonder if Natasha was stacked. I'm sorry. I really don't know what the flap was all about. Maybe if she just buttered up the waitress. Just a little tip, you know, maybe a silver dollar. Hey, what do you call it when the nicest junkie gets angry?
What?
A hot cakes. I'm sorry. I'm done. That's it. Take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Maris Show. Sitting here
eating my heart. Do you love your iPhone?
Do you love your iPad?
Do you love your Android?
Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Did you program the TRS-80?
Do you love technology?
We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Boom. Tech 411.
Yay. That's right. Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
Let's try it. That was fail.
More broadcasting.
It was
For more
fail.
Information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Good, Me in the past.
Good promo for Throwback Monday.
We all do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to find the quality candidates you need. And if you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now. Thanks, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million, Mr. Scholarship winner! Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You can try it right now, and you can do it absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now for free and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com and get that great employee that you need and do it today, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, November 16th, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Saturday Night Live, I did not make it to the news this week. I was that bad to me. Elizabeth Banks was the host. However, I did like their open.
Okay.
They did not do a standard sketch followed by Live from New York at Saturday Night. They opened with Cecily Strong on pretty much a blank stage, and she spoke. And I think she's one of the most talented cast members they have right now.
I totally agree with you with that. Absolutely.
And this is what we got on the open. And you know what? Here's to them for this.
Paris is the city of light. And here in New York City, we know that light will never go out. Our love and support is with everyone there tonight. We stand with you. Paris, c'est la ville lumière. Ici, en New York City, nous savons que cette lumière ne s'éteindra jamais. On vous envoie tout notre amour et soutien ce soir. Nous sommes de tout cœur avec vous. And now, live from New York, it's Saturday Night.
I just thought it was very nice and classy.
But then
right?
The show sucked again?
Horrible, 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 horrible. I mean, they can't even make it work anymore. But the thing that I hate that they are, what, on their 40th year or 41st season, and they keep calling on the past. I do remember them as a big part of coming back from the national mourning after 9/11. And it's just, I like the fact that they didn't attach themselves to it, but said something. It would be easy for them to not. And so here's to them for that. Now, be funny. How about the poor Irish guy, Mike, who went to Las Vegas and got himself a GoPro and a selfie stick and shot his entire vacation. You'll find his video on our YouTube page. The only problem is he had the whole thing in selfie mode. So he did the entire video of the video looking at him talking about the stuff we're supposed to see. So you don't see any of the things he talks about. You just see his face. And here's some highlights of some of the stuff he saw but did not videotape.
That's the view looking down. And that's, there's the Trump Tower, same color as his hair.
This is the inside of the Paris, where they have the Eiffel Tower.
What are we in? This is the Bellagio.
Yeah.
This is the inside of the MGM. You're joking. That's incredible.
We're going on the Manorama's Echo.
Monorail.
We're going on the monorail.
I'm sure all the sights were fantastic. But really what you get is 4 minutes of looking at this guy. I do recommend you take a peek at it. A big day yesterday and a bad day, good and bad, I suppose, for Peyton Manning as he broke the record for all-time passing yards.
Doesn't matter for him. Doesn't matter a bit for him. Horrible day. He benched him.
They benched him, and you know, he had this to say about that, Mike.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
But no, what happened is Brett Favre did, he was the guy whose record was broken, and he posted a congratulations video to Peyton, but he did it in a tree. He was deer hunting.
In a tree stand?
He did it in a tree stand. Brett Favre with about a 5-day growth of beard, looking like a total mountain man. Here's Brett Favre congratulating Peyton Manning.
Peyton, I'm in a tree stand. Yeah, you've interrupted me again. Anyway, man, I'm very happy for you. Congrats. But now you have to take them all away. Good luck, man. You're the best.
That's it.
That's it. That's all he's got. There you go. Brett Favre enjoying life down in Louisiana.
I like to serve as your safety net, Mike, when Justin Bieber news breaks. And as you know, Justin Bieber is touring. I saw his world tour commercial on television today. So this will come in handy. These are Justin Bieber's ground rules for if you want an autograph or a photograph with him. He actually took the time to enumerate what he wants.
What a dick!
So if you want a photo with the Biebs, please remember this, Mike.
The way that you ask or approach me when you want a photo with me is going to determine if I take a photo or not. If I continue just walking, the likelihood is probably that I don't want to take a photo at that moment.
What a shame. What a shame we're not going to hear that, you little shit. All right, there you go. Sorry about that.
You're
I'm sorry, Mike.
No,
I know
problem.
It's
I blame
it's
Bieber.
Necessary. Sorry, we're not going to be able to get Justin Bieber's rules, you know, for all of you that might have been hanging on that because they want a photo with a little nad.
Are they the same rules that you have, though?
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
Approach you.
If we're in a casino, don't leave your rooms. That's I'll right. be gambling.
No, you will never let me live that down. Ever. Ever.
During this weekend of college
football. Just a little
football.
Showmanship. That's all it was. A little showmanship. And
don't you know? Don't you know?
I realized it was worthless. My gambling addiction did not let me obey my own rules.
During the big college football weekend in the Georgia-Alabama game, there is a cornerback for Georgia named Tico McGraw. Had a good play, and when he came off to the sidelines, the assistant coach slapped him on the helmet to congratulate him on the good play and knocked him down.
Back to that injury on the sideline.
Yeah, we saw McGraw there, but keep your eye on his coach. He smacks him with the right hand trying to congratulate him.
Wow. And hurt him?
McGraw goes down.
They got to stop doing that. They've got to stop doing it. Really, they've got to stop doing that. I hate that in the NFL where they do the smacking. It's just like, okay, we know you're tough guys.
Ass is
you know?
Fine, head is wrong.
Yeah, that's Oscar's on date, too. That's his dating
That's not
philosophy.
Oscar's thought. It's his motto in life.
Nice. Anyway, he hit him hard enough, and it was on the side of the helmet that his head cocked. Real hard, and he was not hurt. He returned to the game, but it looked horrifying on the sideline. And, if you're running a small television station in Columbia, South Carolina, and you have as your special guest rap singer Waka Flocka Flame, and, you know, you do what you always do when you have a guest and you don't know what to do. You make them do the weather. I'm not sure this is exactly the weather report they're accustomed to in Columbia, South Carolina. Here's Waka Flocka Flame with weather.
Doing my first forecast. Rain, rain, go away. That's what all the haters say. We'll be going hard in the paint all week. It will be sunny. It's going to be a party all week, a Grove Street party.
What?
I love this. Thank you, y'all.
All I can say is take a lesson, Chuck Bell.
We could use some of that. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, correspond with us. Send anything to CMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag. Email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Now, I think we're doing the mailbag on Thursday this week, so make sure you send all your last-minute birthdays to Rob on Wednesday night.
Stop it! Stop it! Tuesday, by close of business, you jerks!
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody!
So long!
Ciao, ciao!
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.